Mission. Isn't that the number you're supposed to call before you dig? Before you dig a trench, call 811. Anyway, this is not trench digging time. It's 1930 UTC, which is obviously Dubious Goals Committee time. So let's do some Dubious Goals Committee-ing. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am your Dubious Goals Committee chairman, and I like to drink tea. Out of tiny little porcelain cups. Oh, it's so good. What am I drinking today? Today I am drinking the Dahong Pao. I do love Dahong Pao oh so very much. And that's why I'm drinking it today. Hooray. Oh, it's so good. Oh yeah, it's not even funny. Oh. But I know you don't want to listen to me drink tea. You want to listen to the numbers. So let's ask the numbers lady. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 118, 149, 176, 2R2. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady, but you do not sound good. Numbers lady is not sounding good at all. She was sounding pretty COVID-y, and that's not doing it for me. Anyway, so what's up? What's up? I don't know. We're about to do something pretty damn sketchy, he says, as he gets out of the car. Oh, yeah, just way too many witnesses, but here's what you do when you're carrying a bunch of equipment like I am. If you walk with conviction, you look like you're doing something important. You look like you're doing something very official. And that's what we're doing today. We're looking like we're doing something completely kosher, when in fact we are breaking the law. In a number of ways. Yes, my dear listeners, once again, I am risking my life to bring you the Dubious Goals Committee. I have come out in public, and I am actually in a public park now. I have made a covert incursion into Tranquility Park. Yes, and I'm in the back, and I'm now officially in the park. And I'm trying to get bit some trees and stuff between me and all those people who were watching me. So, what are we doing back here today? Well, I just wanted to come out and, you know, break the law. I mean, look for some mushrooms and marmots and other fun things like dudes and stuff. So I see something weird, but it's farther away. We'll get to that in a minute. I am now on the bike trail that winds around. I want to come back into this little forested area back here just to have a look around, because I have seen some mottis back here. There have been mottis hiding back here. I'm trying to remember where that den was. I think it was right over here somewhere. Wait, and is that a mati on the tree? No, it's just a squirrely. Hi, Mr. Squirrely. Okay, so we got some squirrels today. Cool. Cool, cool. Alright, looking around. Yeah, I don't want to be here. We need to We need to go over to the other area. The other thing that's going on back here is somebody in one of these houses back here that borders the back of the park, they've got a grill going. And it smells good. I smell charcoal. I smell beef being cooked on charcoal. So delicious, so yummy. What do I want to do? Do I want to go over there? I kind of want to see what's going on over there, but I kind of also want to go into my regular areas. So what we're going to do here is walk along this little access road that goes through the park here. Hopefully no park guys will drive by and say, "Hey, what are you doing in the park?" I'm doing crimes in the park, jackass. What does it look like I'm doing? Crime time. I love to do crimes. It's true. I love to commit crimes, especially when these are socially disobedient crimes. Civil disobedience. Who was that? Was that Emerson? Was that Thoreau? Do I give a crap? No, I don't. Is this a motley hole right here? Here's an interesting path that seems to lead up out of the creek and into this motley hole. Hi, motley hole. I do not see any motties. So, basically, now I'm walking on the path that borders the creek, and I'm walking on it in the opposite direction that we normally take. And hopefully we can remain out of sight. Yeah, okay, we're good. We're good. There's an interesting smell. What the hell? It smells like popcorn. I'm trying to think of where the nearest theater is. It's miles that way. But that is the way the wind's blowing. I'm approaching a marmot den from the rear. Normally, this is the big weird tree where there's a motte den underneath it. I'm gonna sneak up in here. Wow, some of this creek is really eroded. Must have had some good water coming through here. Man, yeah. Popcorn and charcoal grill. We're gonna sneak up on this hole real quietly here. Is there any motties around here? Is there any motty friends? Hey, wait a minute. This hole looks like it's been cleared out. That might be in use, but I'm not seeing any dudes. Not seeing any marmots around here. So we're going to get down into this fun area down here. And these trees are starting to bud. We're starting to see some pre-leaves coming out on some of these trees. Grass is growing a little bit. And that's good. The dirt is dry, but has been damp recently. There's no dust being kicked up. This is good. This means that those light rains we had yesterday, it did end up raining yesterday. Just little sprinkly bits, and then it would come down a little bit harder, and then it would stop, and then it would do it again. And so we got some fairly decent rains. Slow soaking rains, and that's good. I'm now walking along the part of the creek that is basically the pit of despair. It's a very narrow creek. I could almost run and jump across it right there. Almost. It's just out of my range. But you wouldn't want to miss because it's very deep. How far is that? That's one, two, it's 5 meters deep right here. You would not be in good shape if you fell. So I'm looking around, paying a special attention to the far bank of the creek wall, the canyon, because there's motte holes. There's holes of motte things. And as I stand here, I can also see across the creek. On the other side, they're building something that looks like... No, I thought that they were building like prefabbing like a tower or something. I don't know what's being built over there. But it frightens me. It frightens me in that way that makes me get scared for the Matis. I also hear the voices of children coming from that general direction. What is that thing that's being set up over there? Don't know. I do not know. All right, so walking along here, I can see Mati holes. I can hear bicyclists coming. Oh, time to get off the path here. Wow, so I'm not the only one breaking the law today. We've got a rogue biker doing his biker best against COVID-19. I hope I didn't catch his virus as he rode by. Wait, who's that? Is that somebody sticking their head out of that hole? What the hell is that? And I can still hear kids. No, okay, that hole is nothing. We need to keep on moving. I gotta find me some Matis. Look at those two holes. Oh, that was some nice Mati holes over there on the opposite bank. Jeez. There's some nice Mati holes right here, too. These holes, not in use. At least not that one. Yeah, no, neither of these holes is in use. Let's walk up to the edge of the creek here. Looking in Mati holes, looking for Matis. Want to find some today, cause I haven't seen any in a long time. I can't even see into that hole. There's some stuff in the way. Okay, so we've got a dad and his two kids on the other side of the creek just walking around. That's cool. Get those kids playing in the creek. That's what everybody needs to do. And we're all breaking the law. Criminals in the parks. All right, we're gonna go further up. Technically, we're going downstream. We're going the opposite direction on this path that we usually go. Okay, hold on. I smell something. Oh, and now the wind picked up and it went away. There's something has been scenting around here. It's too faint for a skunk. It smells like deer. Tobe looks at the ground to see if there's any deer tracks. Yeah, the ground might not be soft enough. I wonder if there's been deer walking through here. What was that? Wonder if there's deer walking through here rubbing their asses on the trees and stuff. I thought I just heard something running through the leaves or something. Maybe not. Maybe I just dreamed it. Okay, let's go see what's happening over here. You know, it seems like it's sunnier than it should be. Okay, I heard something. As soon as that kid screamed, something moved. And I heard scurry, scurry, scurry. I hear more kids behind me screaming. And the people across the creek have now spotted something. What are they looking at? Looks like they're looking at something in the creek. I wonder if it's a Mati. And what did I hear scurrying? Maybe it was just a squirrel. Oh, okay. Hip is kind of hurting a little bit. But we are now at the S bend, walking around the S bend in the opposite direction. Look for deer tracks. Looking for deer tracks, not seeing any deer tracks. I thought I just smelled it again. What am I smelling? Yeah, I know I am smelling it again. I'm looking back the way I came. The wind is at my back. All right. We need to travel up here a little bit further. because I need to see some marmots. I need to find some mutties. And I know that there's marmots up here. Or at least the last few times that we've seen marmots here at Tranquility, they've been up here. And now I gotta deal with this guy and his two kids. Do people not understand that we're trying to stay away from each other? That we're trying to distance each other? Gotta check this little mound here to see if there's any mutties. Is this cleared out? Maybe. Looks like loose dirt. But I don't see any bugs. Now, I'm wondering, what were they looking at? They were looking at something that was right over here and went scurry, scurry, scurry. Let's kind of look down in here. Oh, holy crap and snacks. 1, 2, 3 meters away, there is a marmot staring at me. Hi, Matti. Who's a good Matti buddy? Okay, yeah. This property used to be a farm a long time ago. Oh, damn it, here comes a bike. This used to be a farm a long, long time ago. And so in this little creek area, this marmot is still looking at me. He's sunning himself. There's like lots of old farm equipment and crap. And I'm trying to take a picture of this marmot. He's lying in a corrugated culvert. Some kind of prefabricated metal thing. It's very old. It's been laying in this creek for as long as I can remember. And I've seen marmots in here before. And I am now taking pictures of him. And he's just staring at me. I swear to God, I'm only 3 meters away. 3.5 meters at most. He's just catching some sun. He's listening to me talk. And I'm just taking lots of photos of him. In the creek, I can see mud and lots of Matti footprints, who is clearly this guy. And crap, now I think there's somebody coming up behind me. I'm gonna try to get one more picture of this guy. He's in the sun, he's in a pretty good spot. But my hand is shaking like a leaf. Okay. I'm going to turn the camera off and back up slowly. I cannot believe that this guy did not spook. This is unbelievable. Is there somebody coming? They're moving damn slow if they're on a bike. Yes, I kind of want to sit here and hang out with this buddy some more, but... Oh, he's looking at all us and watching us all nice. He's just sitting there watching us as the bikes go by. Dad goes by, and now daughter's going to go by. And, of course, when the kid screams, now the marmot spooked and he backed up. He's not in the sun anymore, but he's still in the little tube, the corrugated culvert. Oh, he's turning around, but he's showing me his butt. He's trying to give me the marmoty moon sign. And he has turned around because there's too many people. I think I'm going to try to get a different angle on seeing him. No, I think he has disappeared. All right. So we can keep moving on. We have had one awesome marmoty encounter. And I wonder if that's... who we heard scurrying, but that doesn't make sense because he wouldn't have made it. We would have heard splashing because he would have had to cross the creek. So I'm looking into the tree roots on the other side of the creek here, and I wonder if there's another marmot in there. There probably is, but we're not going to check it this time. We're going to keep moving. There's more dens down here. But geez, with all the people that are out here today riding their bikes on, riding, who knows? Are we going to find anything or not? I don't know. And now the wind is kind of picking up. And actually, I'm in a spot where we don't have any wind break. So we got this big wide field. Ow. And you know what? Starting to hurt. My hip is starting to do its weird thing, so we're just gonna ignore it and pretend that there's... What was that? I heard something up here. We're just gonna pretend that pain is not a thing. Now, what did I hear up here in this little creaky bit? Who's around here? Oh, there's something in the water right here. What is it? Oh, I see a little frog swimming. Okay, well, maybe it's just frogs swimming around today. That's nice. Okay, so we saw a frog. I'm more excited about that marmot. Whoa, big bird. Big ass bird. Oh, it's a turkey vulture. Wow, big giant turkey vulture flying really low. Kind of right over me. Wow. A big bird looking for food. Biggins Birdins. Where is he going? Yeah, he's just circling me. This can't be good. The vultures are circling me. And I know my hip hurts, but it can't be that bad. Oh my God, am I about to die? Are these vultures gonna... Are there more? Usually there's more than one. Look at this guy circling me. I can see his shadow orbiting me. I look up and yeah, I see you. Don't act like I'm food. What are these birds? Okay, here's the other two. Yeah, we got two more. Two more circling high, and one even higher. Okay. Should I be in fear for my life? Am I about to get eaten by birds? That'd be cool. Not nearly as cool as being eaten by, you know, tigers or some other awesome apex predator. Hip. Ow. Alright. Ow. I just accidentally spooked a couple of mourning doves. And they're flying away saying, foodly, 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 foo. Wow. Okay. Oh. Now we're up here by the little waterfall area that has now eroded, so the path has been diverted because this is now dangerous. Because now we can fall, you know, 4 meters down into the creek. I see a frog. Hi, froggy. I'm still seeing the shadows of turkey vultures circling me. This can't be good. All right, now up here are my mati dens. These shadows, though. This is hilarious. I am concerned, however, because if marmots see these shadows, they're going to think it's raptors, and so they're going to be hiding, thinking that these are big bad birds trying to eat their baby marties. We don't want that. No, we don't. So these guys might be scaring the mots. Yeah, see, I'm looking over there where there's a known hole right there, and I'm not seeing anybody. Mati-wise, what's over here? We need to keep moving a little bit, down here a little bit. Okay. There's a hole that does not seem to be in use. Where are the matis? The matis are today. Okay. There's a hole that is very clearly in use, but I don't see any marmots around. I don't want to go any further. All those marmot trails down there in the creek are in heavy usage. So their marmots are out and about. Cardinals are out and about. Look at these red birds flying around. Cardinals are the Shahrazinable of birds. 3 times faster. Alright, I can't really go any further because then I'll be exposed and people will be able to see me, but How strictly are they enforcing all these new laws, all this new martial law, or you cannot go out into the parks. You will catch the deadly disease which is spread by parks. That's right. People are talking about, oh, somebody ate a bat and got COVID-19. No, kids. They went to the park, and because parks cause diseases. Of course they don't. Anyway, I'm turning around. And I'm heading back the way I came. And, kind of need to go somewhere and sit down and not be working out my hip and my calf. And yes, if you're wondering, I did take a handful of analgesics an hour ago. And yes, they are working, but come on, it's not like they work that good. Okay, we still got turkey vultures circling overhead. Big shadows on the ground. This is awesome. Okay, there's one over there. How many are there? There must be something over there in that wood pile that they're interested in. Some carrion. These guys are not raptors. They are carrion eaters. And now it's starting to hurt in my back, too. Yeah. All right, I need some mati medicine. I need to see another marmot before we run out of time. I need to see another marmot. Because marmots are medicine animals. Well, we got lots of circling vultures. Oh. We got more people up here on the path, but on the other side of the creek. Oh, ow. This is really starting to get a little bit painful. Ow, ow, ow. Walking in pain, it's really fun for me. And what are these two doing? Something suspicious. I do appreciate suspicious behavior in public. All right. I've got about 2 minutes. I want to get back up to this little culvert to see if we can see that mati again, because I need the mati magic. Oh, but I don't think I can walk fast enough. Ow. Son of a syphilitic papist whore. That is not feeling good, kids. Oh, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it out of here. Ranger down. All right. We're approaching the covert where that mati was. Let's see if we can spot him. Hello, where's my mati? Where's my mati? Who? Nope, he is not there. He is not there. He is elsewhere. Maybe he's in this hole right here. Don't see him. Maybe he's behind this hill in this hole down here. No, I don't see him. Okay. Oh. Ah. That's cool. I'm sure glad I got to see that mati today, though. And got some pretty good pictures of that mati. Haven't had any good mati pictures in a while. Oh, that one hurt. Yada. So, while I'm sitting here walking back to my car the longest way possible and fighting off brutal muscle spasms that'll go away just as soon as I can sit down, you should be aware that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for marmots and mushrooms every single damn day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.